In Egypt, the government has little tolerance for dissent, especially now in the run-up to this month's presidential elections there. And lately, it's entertainers who are being targeted for censorship and even jail time. Take Egyptian pop star Shireen Abdelwahab, who this week was handed a six-month prison sentence after cracking a joke during a concert. We called up Egyptian-American author Mona El-Tahawi to talk about this. She says a singer known by many simply as Shireen is a very popular figure in Egypt.
She's on one of those shows, you know, those talent shows where she's one of the judges.
Right.
She's one of the biggest names in the region. So this is really shocking.
So let's hear a bit of the song that got Shireen in such trouble. This is called Have You Drunk from the Nile? So Mona, tell us what the song is about.
Well, the song comes from this Egyptian phrase that basically, if you drink from the Nile, you're going to come back. You know, every country has its own version of this. So, and the song is, you know, basically a song for the love of Egypt. And apparently what happened at one of Shireen's concerts that landed her into this trouble was that a fan requested this song. And Shireen, in response, you know, the song is called Have You Drunk from the Nile? And Shireen joked, well, you know, you're better off not drinking from the Nile because you're going to get bilharzia, which is a waterborne disease from a parasite that is found in the Nile that has long plagued Egypt. So she was making a joke and she was saying, you know, you're better off drinking. And then she says the name of a mineral water company. So it was a joke.
So just to be clear, bilharzia, or some people call it schistosomiasis, this waterborne bacteria, Egypt has made great strides, as you say, in reducing it. But it's still dangerous to drink from the Nile, right? I mean, that is a problem.
It is dangerous to drink from the Nile. There are parts of the Nile where if you go in, you will get this parasite that carries this disease. And so, you know, she was joking, but she's joking about something that is real. And I think what it reminds Egyptians is that Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, our current president, who is from the military and who is military-backed, is showing an increasing sensitivity to any kind of criticism. So it's not just unknown university students who are picked up in the middle of the night and forcibly disappeared, and we've had hundreds of such cases. But this is also kind of muscle flexing and saying, look, even the most famous pop stars are not immune from our strength. This is a message to everyone. We can get whoever we want.
It's interesting because the same day Shireen was convicted, another court in Cairo sentenced a lesser-known singer, Leila Amer, to 2 years in prison for inciting debauchery in a music video. It's titled Bas Umek, or Look at Your Mother. So, Mona, what's going on in this music video, and what's the subtext?
The subtext here is many things. I mean, the title of the song, Bosommak, rhymes very, very closely with a very, very lewd, pejorative. It's a curse, a very popular curse in Egypt. So this is a play on words, but it's also a video that you can only find on YouTube. And it is one of several videos that have got less well-known female singers into trouble because they're accused of inciting debauchery. They're accused of being immoral. They're accused of showing too much flesh, whether it's cleavage or leg, and being very sexually suggestive. And this is a case of the regime understanding very well the conservatism that is at play in Egypt that unites not just pro-Sisi people, but also more religiously conservative people, whether they're Muslim Brotherhood or not. And this is a message that says, we are a conservative country and there is a very particular way of being a good woman in Egypt. It's a regime basically flexing its religious and moral muscles and trying out basically on people considered quote unquote deviant to see how far it can go. So when you combine all of those into one picture, it is a picture of a strong man who is insistent that I'm in charge, I'm in control, and I will not brook any criticism, even jokes about Egypt.
Egyptian-American author Mona El-Tahawi, always good to speak with you. Thanks.
Thank you for having me on, Marco.